Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the Deep South. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're coming to them live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ralph, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for an awesome, awesome woman of God who teaches and preaches the word of God, who can also walk in your house and she not even be at your doorstep. We also have Pastor Ralph, who's a husband. We thank God for our pastor also. Preaching this man that I know on this side, glory to God, and on the other side too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle and pastor, they do mentoring, they do teaching, they do counseling, whatever the need may be. Why don't you hit them up on Facebook and let them know that, you know, we're coming into a new year, so you want to start the new year off right. Yeah, I know sometimes you make New Year resolutions that you don't even keep, but you know what? This is the year that this resolution right here that you make, make sure you keep it. To be a better person, to go out and get what God has for you, to go out and see what God would have you to go and see what he would have you to do and see who he would have you to become in this season. So I encourage you to come on and join the WOW team and see what God has for you. It's nothing but his goodness. You know, he said in his word he won't withhold no good thing back from you. So I know if you come on and join us, glory to God, amen, you know, God will set you up on high. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Go ahead and inbox them. We're calling all men. We're calling all women, amen, worldwide, to come in and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for your life. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, amen, they come on Tuesday night. They have an awesome show, amen, that will, amen, just will jumpstart your week off, amen, glory to God. They tag team the devil. They beat him up, glory to God, and set him on his way. So I encourage you to come and listen to him on Tuesday night. It's One Word from the Lord. That one word from the Lord sometimes is all you need. When you get that word, you know what street you're supposed to be on, straight street, amen, and you can get on up and get on that street and keep going down the path where the Lord will lead you. And this show comes on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Glory to God. Now, I encourage you, amen, to mark your calendar and come on in here on Tuesday night what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, amen. And we have something that we call the midweek manna. And on that midweek manna, it's done by Sister Sheila. Her name is Miss Sheila Leverett. She does an awesome job with that midweek manna. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I want to encourage you as you partner with us, these are some of the benefits that you'll get. We only ask for $25 or more. We have midweek manna done by Sister Sheila Leverett. And then we also have Moments in the Spirit done by Minister Michelle Wilson. See, we got it all right there wrapped up in a nice little package for you. So I encourage you, amen, to come on in and get in on the ground floor and hear what God is saying for your life in this season. Go ahead and make this resolution, but make sure you keep it. So I'm going to hit them up. And I'm going to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for me in this season. And if you come on down just a little bit further, we have none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She does an awesome job praying the house down, teaching, preaching, whatever it may be, glory to God. So I encourage you to listen to her show that comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. An awesome woman of God who can pray, preach, amen. She can do whatever the need may be. Glory to God. If you missed it, then you can go back and listen to it on demand. You know, the lines are hold up to 50 people now. So you can even press the 1 to come in for a prayer. If you want prayer, you press the 1 and come in and somebody will bring you in, amen, and they will pray for you. Glory to God. Amen. And if you come on down just a little bit further, just a little skip from Saturday on over into Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams with Prophetic Corner Ministries. Glory to God. And this show comes on at 4, it comes on at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, glory to God, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, amen. I know that's a lot of time zones, glory to God, but you know, if you go to our Facebook page, you can go on and click on the link and it'll tell you the times and all the time zones and all the different things so you won't miss any of the ministry with you in mind. And right after I come on, then Minister Elaine Jackson with Voice of Truth Ministries, she'll be on the next, amen. She comes on at 6:30. An awesome, awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for her also. Glory to God. A woman who will preach, amen. She'll preach it down, amen. Give you the voice of truth as the Spirit of the Lord lead her. So these are the kind of ministries that you want to hear and you want to be up under so God can lead you and guide you in the right direction. So don't forget to tune in to her next at 6:30. Glory to God. It's 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's amen. If I make no mistake, if I do charge to my head, God's still working on my heart. Amen. But you can hit her up on Facebook, and you can see the link there that will take you to the show that comes on. We just thank God for awesome, awesome, awesome leader that we have. Glory to God. And we know that God is leading us into a new thing and a new season. So I encourage you to come on in and get in on the ground floor and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for your life. You know, sometimes you get so tied up in tradition, you know, but it's not about the tradition. It's about relationship. We have to have a relationship with the Most High God. That's what we need, relationship, not religion. We don't teach religion. You know, we teach relationship when you can pull apart and go one-on-one with the Lord thy God and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and how he's leading you, amen, what he wants you to do in this season. You know, say, well, I just don't know. I don't know what he's telling me to do. Glory to God. Well, you know what? That's what this ministry is all about, and I encourage you, amen, to them up and let them know, amen, you don't know what God is wanting you to do in this season, so you want somebody to help you, amen, because I know there's two that I know, amen, Apostle Rouse, Yvonne Rouse, and Pastor, amen, they can tell you and help you to get on that street where God wants to take you in this season. So go ahead, amen, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part, amen. You will receive, amen, put on our personal prayer list, also for only $25 or more. So I encourage you in this season to come hear what God is saying. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and we're going to start the message, amen. If you would, turn to chapter 3 of John. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer while you're turning. Amen. Glory to God. I know some of you, amen, and aiding your fool. Amen. Well, just lean back and see what the Spirit of the Lord has to say for you in this season. You know, we're getting ready to enter into another year, another season, you know. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. You know, there are some that didn't make it this far. You know, there are some that didn't have what you had to eat. You know, you had that time. And then, you know, the sweet potato pie and all the dressing and all that good stuff. There are some that didn't get that food. Glory to God. And I would say I hope that you reached out to someone, amen, like I spoke on last Sunday, and you touched them, not only just touched their hand, but you gave them a little something. Glory to God. And you wrapped the presence of Jesus and put it under the tree and opened it up. Glory to God. Because I know I did. And when I opened it up, you know, they began to look at me like, what are you doing? And whose present is this? I said, this is Jesus, because it's his birthday. Glory to God. So when I opened the present up, amen, hallelujah, and everything that I had laid in it, I said, Lord, I worship you, Lord. Oh, my God. I started to worship. I said, Lord, I praise your name. I started to praise him. I said, Lord, I love you. Glory to God. I was giving him some gifts. Hallelujah. My God. Woo! Jesus, I was giving him the gifts, hallelujah, that he deserves, hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what I did, glory to God. So, you know, it still ain't too late. It's still early in the day. in the day. Amen. So you can still get in your gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you would, go ahead and turn to chapter 3 of John, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for everything that you have done, Lord, and all the things that you're about to do, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that those under the sound of my voice, they will hear a word, Lord God, that will change their life, in the name of Jesus, before the season even began, Lord God, in the next year in this season, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that they will have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing, to hear and see how the Spirit of the Lord is moving in their own lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, let them hear the word, Lord God, that will change their hearts, that will change their mind, that will put, Lord God, on straight street for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. No hindrances, Lord God, along the way, Lord God. Oh, they may hit some bumps, Lord God, but my God, you're the one that can smooth the bumps out, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, God, oh my God, for your only begotten Son, how you gave him to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, to redeem us back from the curse, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, and we praise your holy name, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Before we get started, amen, there's someone who's been bothered, who's been had an upset stomach, glory to God. There's someone who's been had an upset stomach, glory to God. And it's been coming, and it's been going, coming and going. Well, you know what, we're going to get that all, amen, that's got to go, glory to God, hallelujah. No, I didn't come from you eating too much, glory to God. It just came because, you know what, it's nervousness in your stomach. And that's where sometimes it lands, you know. If you're nervous and you're upset about stuff sometimes, it goes to the weaker parts of your body. Glory to God. Well, it's okay. Know that God is in control. Hallelujah. Know that God is the healer, and he will heal you wherever you hurt. He will set you free. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray this thing off you. Amen. Hallelujah. By the time we get through praying, amen, it's going to be gone and it shall not return no more. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to, oh, my God. God, that upset stomach right now in the name of Jesus. We said, loose him and let him go. In the name of Jesus, they shall not feel it anymore. All that fear that they've been fearing, hallelujah. Oh, my God, every soft spot. Lord God, strengthen them where they're weak, oh God. Build them where they're torn down. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that they're healed, healthy, and whole. That nervousness in their stomach, that upset stomach, shall leave them right now. We cast it out. In the pit from which it came, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you got your release because I feel it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Let's go ahead, amen, and get into our message. I'm going to title this message today, The Greatest Love. Glory to God. The greatest love, hallelujah. Do you have that kind of love, amen, that Jesus showed us, glory to God? Let's read here. I know you said, well, I done heard it so many times. Yes, you have. But sometimes we have to be reminded, hallelujah. It's just not about us over no more. You know, the world, amen, yes, it is in a mess, but that's what? He called us out to pray. He still called us out to lead others in the right direction. But I say and speak to you today, how can sometimes you lead them in the right direction if you ain't going in the right direction yourself? Glory to God. You know, you always say, well, Lord, help me. Well, what do you need help with? You got to learn how to tell him what you want. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I need you to help me to become a better person. Lead me, help me, Lord God, to reach out to others. You got to ask God, tell him exactly what you want. You know, they used to say in the olden days, call him up and tell him what you want. That means when you call somebody, amen, on the phone, what are you going to do? You're going to tell them, say, hello. Well, you know what? How are you doing? First of all, learn how to speak to people. Glory to God. And then you tell them what you want. Glory to God. Well, when you call him up, say, Lord God, I need your help. You're going to tell him exactly what you want. So, yes, when you call him up, tell him exactly what you want. Don't just say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need some deliverance in this area, God. Lord, I need some deliverance, God, from all this backbiting. I need some deliverance, Lord, from all this old bombing. I need some deliverance, Lord, from all this going around talking about folks and slandering folks. I need some deliverance, Lord, from giving other folks business. God Almighty, That's what you got to do. Tell him exactly what you want, hallelujah. That lets him know, hallelujah, that you want to communicate with him. That lets him know, hallelujah, that they're seeking me. He says, seek my face, hallelujah, and turn from your wicked ways. So that it lets him know what you want. Glory to God. Because when you call somebody on the phone, you ain't going to just call them and hold the phone, are you? And just breathe. My God, you know. You're going to tell them, say, hello, I need a ride, you know, to go to work or whatever, glory to God, and if the need may be, I want to say, you know what, hello, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me in this situation. And then you tell them, you know, I have someone always say the situation. You tell them the situation, glory to God, and let them know what you want. My God. Hallelujah. So we'll go ahead on and start at John 3 and verse, we're going to start at chapter 3 and 16. Let's go. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Do you believe in Jesus today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you believe, hallelujah, that there is truly a God who could love you so much, that he gave his only son? Now, could you give your only son, hallelujah, to save a world of people? No, probably not. Could you give your only son, if there was someone coming, amen, to take your son away, glory to God, hallelujah, you would be crying and kicking and hollering and screaming and carrying, wait a minute, don't take my son away. Amen. Where are you taking them to? Glory to God. But you see, he loved the whole world. He didn't just love those who say they do right sometimes. He didn't just love those that say they do right. They say all the time. He didn't just love those that say, you know what, hallelujah. Well, I go to church, hallelujah. I go to church and I'm doing okay. You know, everything is all right. He didn't just give his son just for those. It said he gave his son for the whole world, hallelujah, so that they may not perish, not just for those rich people, hallelujah, not for those middle class, they call them, they put them all in a section, but that ain't who Jesus gave his son for. He died and he gave his son for everybody in the whole world, hallelujah, so all may not perish, all may not may have everlasting life. That means so you can never see in the kingdom of heaven. So don't let nobody tell you nothing no different. Don't let them put you in a box like he died just for certain people, you know, so people can come, you know, you raise up pastors and teachers and preachers and, you know, just to go to heaven. No, everybody, hallelujah, can get a seat in the kingdom. It's up to you, hallelujah. You have to choose this day, hallelujah, whom you will serve. He gave his son, amen, for the whole world, hallelujah. He loved the world, hallelujah. My God, my God. That's why he gave his only begotten son. Can you do a thing like that? Can you give up your daughter? Can you give up your son? Just as Jesus did for us, glory to God. He don't want us to perish. He wants us to have everlasting life, glory to God. You know, so like when you come up on people now in these days and in these last days, you know, everybody wants to pop off and everybody, you know, let me get Sister Brother told, let me get, you know, Sister Gail told. She said something I didn't like. She looked at me hard. Glory to God. Let me get this one told that came at me wrong. Glory to God. The first thing out of your mouth, you say, well, you know what? I love you and God loves you too. Oh, good God Almighty, what a word. I love you and God loves you too. Amen. And ask them, do they know Jesus? Why are they popping off at you? And if they don't want to answer you, then you know what you do. Just turn the other cheek and walk away. It's okay. Shake the dust and keep on moving. You know, you're living in a world now that people don't give you the response that you want. Glory to God. Then you retaliate on them really, really quick. You're hot-tempered. Cool your temper off and let Jesus be your guide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he placed us here, amen, as his mouthpiece. He's raised us up, hallelujah, to go in, amen, and help others and to tell others how he loved the whole world. And he gave his son, you know, for you and I. And you know, and that brought us back from the curse of the law. So, you know, that's what he put us here for. Those that he has pulled out, hallelujah, to help others, hallelujah. Not just your forward no more. It's more than your people need saving. It's more than just your family need he's saving. Hallelujah. Learn how to reach out for others and watch what God will do. Hallelujah. If you take care of his business, hallelujah, then guess what? He'll take care of yours. You won't have a lack in your house. You won't have a need in your life. Neither will your children. Although he said, when they go in the streets, hallelujah, glory to God. And they may need some, they may have a flat tire side of the road. But guess what? Because of the seeds that you have sown, hallelujah, into someone else, guess what he'll do? Glory to God. He'll send somebody back on that path to help them out along the way. Hallelujah. And they may not even know it. They may be a stranger, hallelujah. But guess what? He'll take care of it. Glory to God. Let's go on down just a little bit further. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't send his son here, your glory to God, to condemn the world. He didn't send his son here, amen, glory to God, to judge the world. He didn't send his son here to judge anyone guilty. Glory to God. He didn't send his son, amen, in the world to point a finger and say, yeah, you over here sinning. Yeah, you over here sinning. And I saw you last night, and I saw you in the clothes. He didn't send his son for that. He sent his son, glory to God, that they may be saved, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in a tradition, hallelujah. You're living in this world, and you think everything, you know, is the same. Things are not the same. Listen, we have young people, amen, that's around us. You know, older people, older generation, elders, amen, listen, glory to God. There's a way that you got to speak to these young people to help them to learn by the shouting and all the shouting out and amen and the cursing out and oh, this that's not going to get it. Being angry, that's not going to get it, glory to God. You got to learn how to speak to them and they'll receive it even better, huh? You know, sometimes you can talk with your mouth just so crooked till they don't want to listen. Straighten your lips up and let Jesus be your guide. Amen. When you talk to them, they'll receive it a little bit better. If you can use, amen, your smooth voice instead of using your anger tone, then they'll receive it just a little bit better. Glory to God. Because, you know, just don't get caught up in folk tradition. You know, everybody said, well, you know what, it ain't like it was back in the day. No, it really isn't. We're dealing with a whole new generation of children, a whole new generation, glory to God. But there is a way to reach this generation. It's a dying generation because nobody wants to reach it, hallelujah. You want to reach it out. You want to reach out, but you don't want to reach the generation of children, glory to God. But, you know, how can the generation of children live it right when the mothers and the daddies ain't doing right, glory to God. We're in a world, hallelujah. Oh, my God, a fallen world, glory to God. You know, so many times you stay in one place, and glory to God, one place so long till you forget all about then really why you're there. You go to church, you come back, you go to church, you come back, you go to church, but understand, you got the same anger in you, so what are you getting when you're going? You really didn't get nothing. If you're coming out the same, glory to God, you need to stop, hallelujah, breathe, hallelujah, and ask God, say, Lord, what am I doing? Because I'm going in this church, and I'm coming out still the same, glory to God. Because when you go in and that word is really hot, it's hot off the press, hallelujah, and he's feeding you from fresh manna, from on high. Some deliverance ought to take place somewhere. Glory to God. You shouldn't go down that road 30, 40 years. Glory to God. Like the children did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, if they did what he told them to do, they wouldn't have to go through all the bumps in the road and all the bruises. Hallelujah. Because if that word is coming and it's fresh out the press and they're feeding you from fresh manna from on high, glory to God, some deliverance ought to be taking place. Glory to God. Let's get on down just a little bit further. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You know what? People can always say, you know, I hear it a lot. Well, you know what? Me and Jesus got a relationship. You know, but you're drinking, you're tipping, you're slipping, and you're dipping. Hallelujah. You're going to church, and the deacon's going to church, and they still coming out the same. I don't get it. Glory to God.
Because if you're going and you're doing what you need to do, and you're under, amen, good teaching, you're under good preaching, and you know who Jesus Christ is, you read your Bible daily, you meditate on this word daily, what would God have me to do? Glory to God. You can't stay the same if this word is like fire shut up in your bones. You can't stay the same. Glory to God. Believing in the Lord thy God. You know, you can be in a church and they still say, well, you know what, I believe. Yes, you may believe, amen, but if you are a true believer, you can't stay the same. Glory to God. The word of God ought to be changing you each and every day. Glory to God. As you read it, it's good to quote it. Hallelujah. But can you live it? My God. You know, you have all that. I heard someone say, you know, oh, you one of them Bible thumpers. I said, what are you talking about? A Bible thumper. I ain't never thumped the Bible. I said, I read the word of God. I open my word and actually read it and meditate on it. Now, I don't just thump it because I know if I thump it, ain't nothing coming out of it. But see, I open it up. Amen. Glory to God. And I meditate on it, and that's what you're talking about. Glory to God. And all they did was turn and walk away. Glory to God. But then if you're reading and you're meditating on this word, amen, you believe in Jesus, you will do what you do. Glory to God. You actually got to believe in this word of God. You actually got to believe that Jesus is real. Glory to God. Believe in the Son of God. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for us. Glory to God. If you actually believe it, then your world ought to be changing. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to get ready to turn this world upside down. It ain't nothing, hallelujah, that somebody bring to your plate that you shouldn't be able to pray off. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. So you actually got to believe. Hallelujah. Do you really believe in Jesus Christ? Glory to God. They say, yeah, I know who Jesus is. Yes, I'm sure you know, because you went to church for so many years. So many with your mom, dad, you know, uncles, amen. They drug you on off to church, amen. Whether you were asleep or whatever, amen, you still went. Yes. But you all ought to be an adult. You ought to be grown up, hallelujah, now. Amen. To get your own word and see what you can do with it, hallelujah. They did the best they could, but there's so much more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know this man named Jesus? He didn't come in the world to condemn it, glory to God. He didn't. He came in that all may believe, hallelujah, so you can have everlasting life, so you can live an everlasting life, hallelujah, because he redeemed us back from the curse of the law, glory to God. So we should get our promises, amen, that he promised, that Abraham promises, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can pray now and get your needs met if you know what you're doing, if you know, hallelujah, the real, true, and living God. Hallelujah. But do you really, really know him? You say you do, but do you really, really know him? Oh, my God. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know, you see, hallelujah, sometimes you got to understand, people do love darkness. They love darkness. They don't think it's wrong. You know, sometimes they call it wrong, right, and right, wrong nowadays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They love. Some people love to walk in that darkness because they don't believe. They're not true believers. They'll go to church, but they come back out doing the same thing. They'll go to church, they'll come back out drinking, smoking, tipping, and dipping, and slipping. Glory to God. Over there with Sammy, over there with Susie Joe, glory to God. Hallelujah. Over there with Nene, Shanene, amen. Over there with Pookie and their friend, glory to God. They come back out still doing the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they some just love darkness. But we're here, amen, to minister the light. In order to minister the light, you have to be the light. Glory to God. It's not enough for you to just sit in the house and, you know, and just, well, you know what, Lord, it's okay. I got you, Lord. I love you. I love you. But what are you doing all day? Are you watching TV all day? Amen. Or are you spending time with the Lord thy God? Glory to God. Are you watching just anything and think it's okay? No, it's not. Glory to God. It's not. Because you're going to get in count. Amen. If you receive the Lord thy God as your personal Savior, then you're going to get in count for what you're watching and what you're listening to and what you're doing. Glory to God. You know, he said, those in the household of faith, I'm going to judge them. When? Said everybody, and I know you know it. First, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit further. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Glory to God. Come on now. Jesus Christ, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can walk in the light. You can walk in the light. Amen. Glory to God. You can have Jesus. Amen. Anytime you get ready. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop for just a second because I hear him saying, go ahead and do altar call. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the altar call right now. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Create in me a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit in me, O Lord. And if you said that, amen, and you repented of your sins and you believe that Jesus is, oh, my God, the Savior, and he died on the cross, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Amen. Oh, my God. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught and lived. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to keep it moving on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome again to the body of Christ. Amen. Let's move on. Glory to God. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judah, and there he tarried with them and baptized, glory to God. He stayed right there, amen, and he baptized, the glory to God, to people. That's where you ought to be at this point. You ought to be in a place, amen, where you want to see your loved ones get saved. You ought to be in a place where you want to see your friends get saved. You ought to be at a point, amen, glory to God, where you want to see others, glory to God, come into the body of Christ to be saved, glory to God. You can't keep going around them same old trees, glory to God. You know them same old trees, hallelujah. You know, sometimes when trees be done stayed so long in fields, you know, they rot sometimes. When they be done stayed sometimes so long at your house, you know, they rot sometimes, glory to God. Hallelujah. So where are you now? Locate yourself. Am I helping my fellow friends? Am I helping some other people if I meet them? So you know what? Do you know Jesus Christ? Glory to God. Do you know him? Hallelujah. Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? They say, yeah, I know and I love the Lord. Yeah, they'll say that. Hallelujah. Well, then you go on a little further. If they receive you, then you talk to them. Glory to God. But you know, so many times people don't like to talk to people. People don't like to go up to people, don't say anything. You know, but it's all about Jesus. Jesus Christ. Today is Jesus Christ's birthday. Glory to God. I know what you're saying. Yeah, you done ate the turkey. Amen. Yes, you done ate the turkey. Yes, I'm a little swole. I know it. You'll be all right in a moment. And then you done ate the turkey, the ham. Amen. The dressing. Amen. You done ate all that. But now I'm giving you some food. Amen. Glory to God. Some spiritual food that's going to help you in this season to know. Amen. Do you know how he, amen, died on the cross for us? Glory to God. For us, glory to God, to redeem us back from the curse of the law. Can you help somebody out there in the street? Hallelujah. I'm not saying just going out there and just, you know, running up on them. You know, it's a way. Ask God to show you the way and lead you and guide you how you're to approach people. Because sometimes you can approach them wrong. Even the way you look, they ain't going to look. They ain't going to see nobody with their head hanging down. Glory to God. Then you walk up on them saying, well, you know what? I how you doing? I am prophet. Amen. I just use myself. Glory to God. I don't want nobody to get offended. I am prophet Martha. I want to know, do you know the Lord? Amen. Like that. You know what chances are? They're going to walk away. Glory to God. You say, hey, sister, how you doing? You okay today? Amen. God is good. And then they'll usually respond, yes, they are. He is all the time, you know. And then they'll say all the time God is good. It's just a saying. It's just the way they do it. And then you can receive, you know, start to talk to them about the Lord, you know, and ask them, you know, if they know the Lord. And if they say yes, glory to God, yes. If they say yes, then say, well, you know what? God bless you. Glory to God. Well, do you mind if I pray with you? So many times people are scared to go out and pray with people and do different things. Amen. Glory to God as far as ministry, but you go and do everything else. Amen. You'll go, hallelujah. You'll watch movie after movie after movie after movie. Glory to God. You'll go and hang out, hallelujah. You'll take the children out and do everything. But it's hard when it comes to spend time, amen, with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I'm here. hearing the Lord saying he's up to something, glory to God. Everything that happens, hallelujah, where everybody's calling and going on about the election, hallelujah, glory to God. God is up to something, hallelujah. So you better, amen, get ready, get ready, get ready. Begin to pray, hallelujah. Receive the word and know who Jesus is. And know that Jesus, amen, he's the one, hallelujah, that you're going to have to get in trouble, hallelujah. Nothing else, glory to God. So just calm it down a little bit, hallelujah. Because I hear him saying that he's up to something, man. And if you want to ride the wagon, hallelujah, glory to God, you got to learn how to spend time with the Savior, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to learn how to spend time in the word of God, hallelujah, because he gave him, hallelujah, to us so we can have everlasting life, so he can get you ready, hallelujah, so you can mount up wings like an eagle and fly high on everything that you're going through, because already you've been bought with the price and paid for, hallelujah, glory to God. That's why he said, oh, no man, nothing but love, glory to God. You ain't got to pay nobody. You know, I know everybody went out and they see young trees up with gifts and glory to God, this, and they had this. Just some of them were just running over, glory to God. But what's the real reason, hallelujah, for this season, hallelujah? It's Jesus' birth, glory to God. That you're wrapping something and putting it up under the tree. I'm not talking about yourself. It would be awful, amen, if you did. Say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I know he'll take that, and the angels rejoice in heaven, hallelujah, when you give your life to Christ. So glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Just know, hallelujah, that you've been bought with a price, hallelujah. He didn't come to condemn it. He come to save the world so that all may live and have everlasting life. Jesus is to return soon. Oh, God. He's to return soon. So you got to be ready, be ready, be ready. You can't be fencing to get ready. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. So I say to you today, hallelujah, know whose you are. Know who you belong to, glory to God. Don't let nobody pressure you into doing nothing, hallelujah. If it ain't God's will, don't let nobody pressure you, hallelujah. My God. Into living in the darkness, hallelujah. Don't let nobody pressure you, hallelujah, from coming out your life and going in their darkness. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is to return. So you got to be ready, be ready, be ready, and get ready. And you got to go out and be a witness for Christ, hallelujah, because there are so many people that are hurting. You can't be afraid. If you've been in a church over 30 years, amen, come on now, 5 years, amen, hallelujah. You got to know how to pray, amen, for others, hallelujah. You should know all that by now. Glory to God. Come on. If you don't, then you ask somebody to help you. Ask God, say, Lord, I need help in this area. Because it's time to go out and draw others, hallelujah, in. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Because we serve an awesome, amen, awesome, awesome, awesome God. If he gave his son for us, you got to know, hallelujah. And it didn't stop there. Glory to God. See, you know the story. It didn't stop there. We live in a fallen world, but we don't have to be a part of the fallen world. Glory to God. We can be the light, hallelujah, that steps out the dark places in the world. My God, which one are you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just know that Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's all about him. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, know that Jesus is the Savior, huh? For God gave him to us to save the whole world, huh? Oh, my God, he didn't pick a particular people out. He didn't have no respect of person. He didn't separate the rich from the poor and the middle class. He came for everybody, huh? He died for you and me, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to know by now that he loved you so much that he gave his son. Could you do that? Glory to God. Could you just give, amen, like I said in the beginning, one of your children, amen, to save the whole world? Probably not. If somebody was coming to take one of your children away, you would be devastated. But he gave. It isn't that it came and took. It said he gave. Hallelujah. He gave. Hallelujah. is to redeem us back from the curse of the law so that we could live an abundant life, so we can have the promises, because he said every promise is yea and amen. Sometimes I believe, you know, the promises don't happen is because we're not connected, amen, to the promise giver, the promise keeper. Glory to God. If you are truly connected, then things ought to be happening for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just know, hallelujah, the title of my message was The Greatest Love. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? My God, my God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and encourage you. Amen. Again, hallelujah. So don't forget. Amen. So tune in, amen, next. It's at 6:30. Like I said, if I make no mistake, it's at 6:30. And here, Minister Elaine Jackson, Walk the Dog, on this next message, glory to God, is ministering with you in mind. Now, I won't be able to take your prayer calls on today, but if you have a prayer request, I encourage you to inbox me, glory to God, on today, amen, and I will get back with you as soon as I get off the show, and I will contact you, amen, and pray for you. If you have a prayer request, just inbox me, amen, on Facebook page. I have two. It's one of them is Martha Williams, and the other one is Prophetess Martha Williams, and you can inbox me, and I will get back with you today, amen, and pray for you, whatever the need may be, glory to God. But I will be back online taking calls on next Sunday, glory to God. And Ministry Lane line is also open, amen. When she comes on next, amen, it's also open, amen, for prayer requests. So if you have a prayer request, you can click on the one and she'll bring you in for prayer. We serve a good God. So don't, amen, keep walking in darkness. Come on and walk in the light. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead. We've already, amen, gave the invitation to Christ. Just know that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. And that's what today is all about. I know, like I said, everybody's full laid back. Amen. But I know you chewed on this word. Amen. Glory to God. Digest it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Meditate on it. Glory to God. And let it be a life-changing word that's going over into the 2017. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on. Amen, and get a benediction, and we're going to get on out of here and get ready for our next, amen, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with Ministry Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, glory to God. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.